أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نكحتم المؤمنات ثم طلقتموهن من قبل أن تمسوهن فما لكم عليهن من عدة تعتدونها فمتعوهن وسرحوهن سراحا جميلا. Previously we read about the nikah of Hazrat Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and also her divorce from Hazrat Zayd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. With that connection, Allah ta'ala mentions some masalas about marriage nikah and also about divorce, certain aspects of talaq and divorce, and also certain privileges and rights which Allah had given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which the ummah does not have, certain particular rights and which are exclusive for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, are also discussed. Allah ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, e iman walu, O people of iman, one law of Allah ta'ala is, Idha nakahtumul mu'minat, if you had tum nikah me lao musalman or toko, if you marry a Muslim woman, that means if you marry, and naturally it will be a Muslim, a believing woman, thumma talaktumuhunna min qabli an tamassuhunna, phir unko chhod do pehle usse ke unko haath lagao. And then if you have to divorce them before you have your conjugal rights with her, before you consummate the marriage, that happens at times. A person, such instances have happened, which are rare. A person gets married to a girl and he hasn't seen the girl, and the first time he sees her, his heart just goes totally off her, and he just cannot think of having a relationship with her. Then he decides to divorce her, and they did not consummate the marriage. In that case, the masala of iddat is, فَمَا لَكُمْ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ عِدَّةٍ تَعْتَدُّونَهَا. So, un par tum ko haq nahi, iddat mein bithlana, ke gintni puri karao. Then there is no iddat on that woman which she has to complete. That is, if a man divorces a woman and they did not consummate the marriage, then there is no iddat for that woman. Or it also happens a person got married for whatever reason they did not consummate the marriage, and he divorces her before that, before being in proper secrecy with her where they could consummate the marriage, then there is no iddat on that woman. She is free. She can immediately go and marry somebody else. She doesn't have to sit for 4 months in iddat. فَمَتِّعُوهُنْ وَسَرِّحُوهُنَّ سَرَاحًا جَمِيلًا. So unko do kuch faida aur rukhsat karo bhali tarah se. But yeah, also there are etiquettes and there are rules that have to be observed. That is, give them some present. Give them a pair of clothes, etc. Don't just divorce her and now she is upset, she is hurt, but make her happy also. Give her some presents, some clothing, etc. and set her free in a nice way. In the next ayat, Allah Ta'ala explains about the number of wives that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was allowed to have. For the believers, for the ummah, only 4 wives at one time in a marriage are permitted. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was permitted more than the 4 also. So Allah ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nabi, eh nabi, Allah addresses Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Inna ahlalna laka azwajika allati aateita ujurahun. Hamne halal rakhi ti tujhko, teri aurte jinki meher tu de chuka hai. We have kept halal for you, all your wives, which were 9 at that time, they were all halal for you, those that you have given their meher and their dowry already. That is, those who are already in your nikah, we have given you full permission and they are all halal for you. وَمَا مَلَكَتْ يَمِينُكَ. Or جو مال ہو تیرے ہاتھ کا. Mimma afa اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. جو ہاتھ لگائے تیرے اللہ. And also for those women who come in the spoils of war, prisoners of war, who are taken and then they are regarded as slaves, they are also halal for you. The best money a person can have, the most halal and the most barakat, is the spoils of war, booty of war. Because when it is taken from the non-believers in a proper jihad, then that goes into the possession of Allah Ta'ala directly. And when it's divided now amongst the mujahideen, so it comes directly from Allah's possession into your possession. That is the most barakat and the most honorable type of money a person can have. After that, it is also inheritance that a person gets, and also hadiya and presents which a person gets. And last but not least is what is of a person's own hard earning. But the most barakat is that which is got from jihad, the spoils of war. So those women also that came in the spoils of war. For Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the law was, whatever came in the spoils of war, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam had the first and full right to keep whatever he wanted to, and amongst those women, whichever woman he wanted to also. Also from the Ahle Harb, the people of war, many times they used to send presents also. So in that presence also, the ruling for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was that he had the first and full right to keep for himself whatever he wanted to. After Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Amir of the Mu'mineen has not got this right. He must distribute it equally amongst all the mujahideen. So Allah explains that. And this is a lengthy ayat. In front, Allah explains those women who a person is permitted to get married to. That is, even if they are your cousins, etc., who you can marry, and which are the women that you cannot marry, like your sisters, etc. And all that is discussed in the ayat in front.